I don't know why any Trump supporter would fall into the, you know, the fake news media's narrative that this was all done and organized and orchestrated by Donald Trump. Nobody with an IQ above room temperature believes that, but that's the media narrative that's being fed to us by the D.C. media corps. And it's just the Trump supporters don't believe anything that the fake news media says anyway, and they know that they're hyping this January 6th thing. It's ridiculous that they keep calling it an insurrection, but you repeat a lie often enough, and some people will believe it, but not Trump's people.
So you're saying the 74 million people that were there on November 3rd will be there again?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on who the nominee is. I mean, if Donald Trump's the nominee, I don't see how he lost any support over this whatsoever. If he decides to run again, I'm sure Donald Trump's supporters are going to be right there with him again. If he is not the candidate, if he's not the Republican candidate, then it's going to be up to who the Republican nominee is, whether or not all 74 million Trump supporters will come out and support the Republican nominee. I think if you nominated somebody like Governor DeSantis out of Florida, Governor Kristi Noem out of South Dakota, you're going to be okay. If you somehow nominate somebody like Ohio's Mike DeWine, well, then you're going to have a lot of people who are going to be staying home or voting for a third-party candidate.
It'll be real interesting to see how this thing plays out. Chuck, got to run. We're short on time today, but thank you so much, my friend. Always good to visit with you. If folks want to know more about Muth's Truths, if they want to subscribe, how do they do it?
Yeah, just go to freenewsletterfromchuck.com. Freenewsletterfromchuck.com.
I just love that. Chuck, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Stay cool.
You got it. You too, Kevin.
Thanks, man. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Coming up, Bill O'Reilly. Yeah, no bloviating. It's going to be a no-spin zone for a few minutes on this show, and we're going to have some fun with my colleague, believe it or not, because he's on 11:45 every day on Heidi's show. Yeah, Bill O'Reilly. The book is Killing the Mob, and that's coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams here for the first time this afternoon, we've got some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Northbound at Sahara, south at Charleston, you're averaging about 50 as you work through the freeways there. Bumper to bumper, 215 westbound at Tenaya. We're also getting some slow flows. You're trying to make your way through the downtown freeways. 515 northbound at Pecos, very slow. 515 eastbound at Main. And remember, there's utility work which is causing some delays. That's happening on Lake Mead Boulevard, both directions at Losey. Those 24/7 lane restrictions are going to be continuing all the way up until the end of June.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. A new football team coming to the Las Vegas area, an indoor football league franchise, is going to start play next year at Dollar Loan Center in Henderson. That's the same building where the Silver Knights are going to play. The team is being owned by Bill Foley, who owns the Golden Knights and the Silver Knights, and also Dollar Loan Center founder and CEO Chuck Brennan. Vegas Golden Knights hockey tonight, they take on San Jose. Any chance for Vegas to really have at being the one seed going into the postseason? They need to win tonight, but they don't control their own destiny with Colorado still having two games left this season. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Only T-Mobile for Business uses unconventional thinking to help businesses realize new possibilities, like our WFX solutions enabled by our nationwide 5G network that help teams stay connected and productive where work happens. We also provide an award-winning customer experience and first-class benefits with every plan. Get unmatched network support and value without any trade-offs at T-Mobile.com/unconventional. Capable device required. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require a certain plan or feature. See T-Mobile.com.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 20.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much?
Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, for a long time, I thought I knew about the mob. We have talked forever with and about former Mayor Oscar Goodman, who was a mob lawyer. And to be honest with you, I've been to the Mob Museum, I think, twice, and I thought I knew everything. Then I ran into the book Killing the Mob by Bill O'Reilly. It's just out, and it is amazing. It's an amazing read. It really honestly is. Joining us now, our colleague who joins you every day, 11:45, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, Bill O'Reilly joining us. Bill, how you been?
Good, Kevin. Thanks for having me in. How are you?
I am just great, and we were having another hot day, about 94, 95 degrees, about what you expect in Las Vegas this time of year. I want to ask you, because I've been dying to ask you this, how did the killing books begin? What was the impetus?
About 8 bestsellers on contemporary things like Culture Warrior, A Bowl Fresh Piece of Humanity, Who's Looking Out for You, those kinds of books. And I pretty much had said all I had to say, and I'm a former high school history teacher, and it always in the back of my mind going, you know, I can liven up history. So the publisher yelled at me and said, oh, there's a million Lincoln books, and I said, not the way I do it. And he said, all right, but you got to take a lot less money. And I said, okay, and I wrote Killing Lincoln, and it sold 3 million copies, and the rest is history, right?
Indeed, and I joined you right at Killing Kennedy. That was the one that caught my eye, and I was just blown away, and I've been a fan ever since. I want to ask you about the mob. How did you come up with the information that you did? Because this thing is sourced to the max.
We always do that. Martin Dugard is my co-author. And by the way, we just got word that Killing the Mob is the number one bestseller on the New York Times list.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, that makes number 17 for us, number one bestsellers. It's the most successful nonfiction book series of all time. I mean, it's just stunning. But we put in the work. We research a good 6 months before we start writing. The whole process is a year. We want to uncover stuff that nobody's ever seen before. And I'm telling you, I had such a good time writing Killing the Mob because I didn't know this stuff. It was like I knew this going in. You know, I didn't know that Desi Arnaz had a death contract out on him. I didn't know that. And we nailed down the Jimmy Hoffa assassination, what happened to him. We nailed down that Sonny Liston threw the 2 fights to Muhammad Ali. We nailed down all kinds of things that people haven't heard before. I think that's why the book has sold 130,000 copies in a week.
That is just incredible. One of the common threads throughout the book is J. Edgar Hoover, which begins with, I guess, with Dillinger, or did it predate Dillinger?
Well, Hoover was appointed the head of the new FBI because of John Dillinger and Bonnie and Clyde and Babyface Nelson. And that's where we start killing the mob. That's where the book starts. So these guys are running wild all throughout the West and upper Midwest. And the local and state authorities were outgunned, couldn't stop them. So Franklin Roosevelt, the president, assigned a young lawyer, J. Edgar Hoover, to form the FBI. And what was interesting about that is that Hoover did it, but his orders were go out and kill these people. It wasn't come out with your hands up. When the FBI found them in the 30s, and they did find all of them, they shot them dead. And they didn't have a chance to surrender.
That is incredible. What I find interesting about Hoover is that he was an amazing guy. He knew a lot of secrets about a lot of different people. Did he ever accomplish what, you know, the goals for his life that he set out? I mean, as you say, he started as a young lawyer. I think it was, what, 34 years old, something like that? He wasn't an old guy.
Well, Hoover, unfortunately, was compromised by the mob and never investigated organized crime. In fact, denied that the mafia existed when Hoover knew damn well it existed. And Lucky Luciano, the first godfather, and he was the big, big power before and during World War II, he in his private papers said that the mob had stuff on Hoover. Now, Dugard and I tried, I can't tell you how hard we tried to find out what that was, Kevin, but we never could nail it down. However, it was well known that J. Edgar Hoover liked the ponies, so he was a gambler, and he was gay. And back then, if you were gay, that was a career ender. So Luciano didn't say what they had, but they did have something. The mob had something on Hoover, and the FBI never really investigated organized crime.
Here in Las Vegas, we have a thing for mob lawyers. We have a former mayor, Oscar Goodman, who was a part of that. Who was Sidney Korshak?
Well, Korshak was a lawyer who worked in Hollywood, in Los Angeles. And he worked for all the families. And organized crime between 1946 and 1961 controlled the movie industry, the entire movie industry. You want to get a film made in L.A., you had to hire unions, and the mob controlled the unions. So therefore, if the mob wanted a certain actor, a la Frank Sinatra from Here to Eternity, in the movie, Frank Sinatra got the movie. And if the mob wanted a piece, like 10% of the gross receipts, the mob got 10% of the gross receipts. They controlled it. They also controlled the early rock and roll industry through payola. It's amazing how much power they amassed, and Americans didn't know. They had no clue.
Tell me the story of Al Pacino and Korshak.
Well, Pacino was obviously in The Godfather. At first, the mob didn't like the movie, and they visited the set. But the producers of the movie convinced the New York mob that, look, it's not going to be that bad. It's going to be a big hit, and we'll put some of you guys in, and they did. And we'll do a few things. So Pacino, he wasn't part of that, but he was on the fringe, and he whispered in some people's ear, and he solidified his position.
There were people, correct me if I'm wrong, that did not want to acknowledge organized crime. J. Edgar Hoover was one who was kind of late to the party. How was he convinced that there really was such a thing as organized crime?
Well, Bobby Kennedy embarrassed him. So when John Kennedy was elected in 1960, thanks to the mob that fixed the vote in Cook County, that's Chicago, and therefore Illinois went to JFK, and he was president. And that was all engineered by Kennedy's father, Joseph Kennedy, with Giancana's help. So anyway, when Bobby got appointed attorney general, his father and his brother didn't want him to go after the mafia, but Bobby did anyway, and really hurt them. And Hoover was very, very embarrassed by it all, because he was supposed to be the big crime fighter, and Bobby Kennedy emerged as the guy who was really doing the damage. So there was all that rivalry, and then JFK had a mistress that Giancana shared with him. I mean, it was a mess. And we go through it all in Killing the Mob. You'll know everything about it.
Again, Bill O'Reilly, the book, Killing the Mob, Martin Dugard alongside. And I want to ask you, because a lot of people believe that organized crime just went out of business, that all these old people, all these old mobsters are dying off, and so there really is no organized crime. Is there still organized crime in America?
Big time. It controls the narcotics traffic, but they don't do it the way they used to do it. So after Bobby Kennedy, Congress passed a bunch of laws, RICO laws they're called, that made it much easier to wiretap the mob's cars and homes and every place else. And they put a lot of these guys away, as you just pointed out, Kevin, to the penitentiary, and new guys took over. And the new guys, they basically run it like a corporation now. So they don't need the gambling anymore because everybody's legalizing gambling. They don't need the vice. That's pretty much gone as a big money maker. But narcotics is billions and billions of dollars. And I, on my tour here to promote Killing the Mob, I tell everybody that organized crime loves Joe Biden. Loves him. Because Biden's border policies have made it possible to smuggle in more narcotics to the United States than ever before in our history. There's an open border down there. And the mob is just loving this big time.
That's incredible. I want to bring you into current events and the Colonial Pipeline. And what I've been told by people that are cyber experts, that the people that are doing this, they view this as a business. Could this be the next wave of organized crime, the sort of things that are causing pipelines to just come to a screeching halt?
I don't think so. I don't think the way that organized crime is set up here in New York and in Philadelphia and the East Coast cities is that these guys run legitimate businesses, restaurants, rental car agencies, travel agencies, whatever it may be. But their real money is from drugs, and they don't even sell the drugs. They franchise it out. You know, all the murders in Chicago you're hearing about, Kevin, those are all drug gangs, African-American drug gangs killing each other, and then innocent people get caught in a crossfire. That's what that is. And every month, these drug gangs, have to pay the Italian gangsters a lot of money just for the privilege of selling dope on a street in whatever town they live in. So I don't see organized crime getting into these areas where the federal government, the FBI and CIA and these people are trying to find these hackers. That wouldn't make sense for the mob to do that.
Bring people up to speed. And again, Bill O'Reilly joining us. Killing the Mob is the book. A lot of people ask, when's Bill O'Reilly going to come back on network TV and all that? You've created your own little cottage industry with you as the centerpiece. Can you talk a little bit about what you do at night?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thank you for asking. So we have a news agency that I run, and it's called the No Spin News. And it's a television show that goes on four nights a week, Monday through Thursday, and has no corporate interference, no BS, all right? We just tell you the truth, and it is fabulously successful. So I don't have to work for a corporation anymore, which I'm really happy about. And if you go to BillO'Reilly.com, you can see us, you can sign up for premium membership and access us anytime. But we're also distributed now by the First TV. So we're on all this Roku and Apple this and Amazon that. I don't even know what it is. But I'm all over the place. And it's fun, and it's so different than what's on cable and network news these days. And I tell people all the time, if you're watching that, you're not getting the truth. In fact, let me just prove that. I asked my staff, and I took five people with me when I left the Fox News channel. I said, find me one article, local or national, that tells Americans about the drug trafficking going on right now because of Biden's border policies. There hasn't been one article written about it. Not one. And Americans have no blanking idea how much fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and meth is coming in here. And they should. I report it. I know it. But the networks and the corporate media, they don't want to touch it.
Wow. No Spin News broadcast weeknights, 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm so excited to get a chance to talk to you. Bill, thank you so much. Congratulations on the New York Times number one. This is amazing, and it's an amazing read. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I hope we get a chance to talk again soon.
Kevin, it'll be my pleasure to talk with you anytime, and I appreciate you having me in.
There you go. Bill O'Reilly, Killing the Mob. It really is a good book, and it is a page-turner. It really honestly is. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Looking for a mortgage? Search no more. Call 529-2444. GFL Capital, the lender you'll adore. 529-2444. GFL Capital Mortgage, licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending. NV License MB4265, NMLS 64367.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's
Time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psych3 and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psych3 has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsych3.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. My new personal hero is Ron DeSantis. He's the governor of Florida. If Trump doesn't run, he is my current front runner. And he, I don't know if you caught this on Hannity last night, but he said that the Colonial Pipeline situation is not being taken seriously by the Biden administration. Listen to this.
Well, Sean, this is something that's a very serious attack on critical infrastructure in our country. This pipeline actually doesn't touch Florida, but it does feed into many of our gas stations. So we've declared a state of emergency. We're lifting restrictions to be able to get more fuel into pumps. But the Biden administration needs to take this seriously. Their initial response is, oh, this is a private pipeline, and just shrug your shoulders. This is important infrastructure for our country, and it could impact our economy greatly if they don't respond.
Five things I think are needed for voter integrity and confidence. Voter ID, common sense. Signature verification, I think that's common sense. Chain of custody, it's got to be sacrosanct, and we keep an eye on it. Cleaning up voter rolls, and the law of statute says partisan observers can observe both sides. I think that ought to be maintained and respected. It wasn't in 2020. Your thoughts?
Well, Sean, we're very proud of what we did in Florida in 2020. You and I have talked about it. We counted 11 million votes by midnight, very transparent, and people had confidence in the results. At the same time, I don't believe in standing pat. We go on offense. We look forward to heading off problems. Fact is, we can't have ballot harvesting. It's prone to fraud. We've got to have voter ID enforced strictly.